Hello and welcome to episode 17 of Martin Uncut. Today it's the 7th of January 2021. So today I just wanted to talk shortly or quickly a little bit about the current announcements from WhatsApp. So if you log into WhatsApp today, you will get a notification from them saying WhatsApp is updating its terms and privacy policy. And essentially what they say is that they can now give away data to the other Facebook companies. And whatever they do with them is uncertain, I would say. And ever since Facebook bought WhatsApp back in 2014, and they paid, I think, around $19 billion, a staggering amount of money at the time, you had the ability to opt out from their privacy things. And now what they are saying is that you need to approve this new policy before the 8th of February. Otherwise, you will not be able to use the app anymore. And essentially what they're saying is that from now, they are going to gather information like user phone number. And of course, a user's phone number is definitely something that will easily identify a person with other of accounts, so they can cross-reference people. And they will also look at other people's phone numbers in their address book. So that means that they will be able to build their mesh even more. And the worst thing here is that if you are in someone else's phone book and you're not any longer using WhatsApp, you will still be collected. I mean, they will still collect your phone number, and that you're connected to this particular person. You will also be collected things like your profile names, the profile picture you're using, and they're also allowed to capture all the status messages that you have sent. So essentially all the messages that you sent, and they can also see when you were lost online. And the last but not least thing is that we will also be able to collect data from the app logs. And all of this they can then share to what they call the family of companies, so all the other Facebook companies. And of course, this is to be able to sell more accurate ads to people. And the another thing is that Facebook, or WhatsApp, I should say, they are, they are really untransparent when it comes to what they are gonna do. And a lot of things, I think, is related now to that Apple is pushing more and more onto the iOS app makers, that they need to be more transparent to what they are doing with the data. And according to WhatsApp, what they are doing with the data is that they are use it for purchases. They collect purchases. That's the type of data they fetch up. All financial information, location, contacts, user content, other identifiers, and how you're using the application or the network. So all the usage data and all the diagnostics. And all of this they are already collecting. And of course, they are selling this to their third parties so that they can sell ads. So me personally, I'm going to stop using WhatsApp from the 8th of February. I don't think this is serious. They don't have to collect this data to be able to deliver a service to me. Then I rather use something else, even if I have to pay for that something else. And there is actually quite a lot of other choices you can do out there. You don't have to use WhatsApp. So Signal is a perfect other example, but there is others as well, of course. You can find more information about this in an Ars Technica article. I will link that into the show notes. That was, I think, everything I had to mention on today's show. I hope you have a good day and see you tomorrow. Cheers.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.